Episode 2621, Victory is Found in Focus.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for an extraordinary day, an extraordinary week. You get to set the tempo. You get to set your heart already. You get to set the expectations of where you are headed. Victory is found in focus. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Are you trying to juggle all the things? Busy schedule, activities, commitments, work, and family? Overextension keeps you entangled with chaos. Don't make that your normal. Victory is found in focus. You know, too many professionals keep their eye on the prize. Success. Can I just tell you, yes, it feels great to have success, but what is really success? How do you find it? And is success really what you are searching for? Looking back over your life, you can see if you had done something differently that would have changed the course of everything. Or would it? Some things happen for a reason due to the season and reactions. But some things happen because there is a time for everything. But what is not spoken about is the relationship you and I have with our responses to living and how we go about making decisions with follow through. Whether in your personal or professional life, you make decisions every single day. However, what is missed most of the time is your relationship with success versus failure. Can I get an amen already? Because if we would feel like we were successful all the time, don't you think we would be in a different place? Really be honest with that question and your answer. Because I think, honestly, yeah, I would be. If I saw everything through the eyes of success, I am successful. I got this. I'm going for it. I'm right. I'm not wrong. Oh, you better believe I would be headed down probably a different path. Maybe I would push a little bit harder in areas that I wouldn't have before. But is really success what it's all meant to be? It's how you see yourself, right? Do you see yourself as successful or as a failure? And based on that opinion, your own thoughts and beliefs from your personal reflection, you decide which fork to take in the road. Do I go left? Do I go right? Do I turn completely around? Do I do a 180 versus a 360? Maybe it's a backwards 360 with a half 180. I don't know. But sometimes for me, that's recipe for chaos. Because you don't know if you're coming or going. And then you throw in life, your family, what you have to do for your spouse, the children. And they're very important. Please don't get me wrong. They are blessings, but they are responsibilities. Now, if you're single and you don't have a care in the world but yourself, then that's a totally different conversation. But as moms, we impact the world we touch a different way. Every day. We impact how we raise our kids, right? That's how we impact the world, is how we're raising them up. What does that look like? How you treat your spouse? Yeah, because your spouse goes and impacts the world based on your opinion. They go out and impact the world based on, are you building, you know, them up, or are you tearing them down? Success comes into our life all the time, and we were reared that way. Yes. All the way back from when we were given birth. Even in the hospital laying there. Do you match a certain score? Are you breathing right? Where are you? All things to look at, yes, that are important. But already, are you successful or are you a failure? How do you define success? How do you define failure? Is it more about getting it right? Or learning from the falls, learning from the fails. What I believe is that if you flip the coin and focus, there you will find victory. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Flip the coin and focus. Truly, it's just another way to look at and calculate your growth. It's not about right or wrong, but really the aspect of how you create your now to keep moving you towards the goal or the dream, all the while being realistic in who you are becoming and what you need to improve upon. Because we're all going somewhere. It's just sometimes we don't always know where we're going. Are we responding to life? Are we reacting to life? Are we living life on a 911 edge? Are we being strategic and systematic? Or are we just, well, I don't know what I'm doing. I get up, I'm breathing, and then I make the decision. I don't know what it looks like for you. But when it comes to success, we've got to look at how it moves us forward. Because why is it that success has to happen before you move forward? How you define success really is what determines your next step. So don't look at your life through the spectrum of success. Because honestly, I believe that's holding you back. I know for me it has, both personally and professionally. I can give you examples right now, and it would be a long list. And not of the past, but of the present, where I'm at. I'll name you one right now, AIM Academy. I have you all saying, Christiane, when are you opening the doors? I told you, it's going to happen this March. I don't know how crazy that's going to look, but I am determined. Even if it's not perfect, doors are opening. It just is what it is. But that's my real life because I have graded myself on success. And I guarantee you my report card and how I see success, oh, is the worst there is out there. Oh, it is. That's why I haven't opened the doors. How wrong of me is that? How wrong of me is that to close the doors on a community that I know is going to change the world? It's going to impact so greatly that I can't even imagine it. I know God already has. But I get in my own way. We all do. You do it too. You tear yourself down for no reason, or it's an excuse, and then you reason it out, and you're like, yeah, okay, I'm going to back away from that for now. What dream have you buried 6 feet under? Maybe it's time to resurrect that dream. Maybe it's time to say, you know what? I need to look at things differently, not just through the spectrum of success, but with a keen eye of adventure and what you learn, good, bad, or indifferent. All is a victory because you learned. So let's flip the coin and focus. Victory is yours to claim. Number one, see, choose. Choose what you want. What are you going after? What is your dream? What do you want to accomplish? You have to get clear and concise on what you want in the season you're in. This is the only way to know the direction you're headed or where you want to go. You can tell it, you know, from the very beginning of your GPS search. You're like, okay, I've got the address here. I'm going to 12345 Success Street. No, I'm not. I'm going to 12345 Victory Lane. That's where I'm headed. You plug it in and you see what's next. See, choose what you want. Number two, organize where you are going, right? You plug in that address, 12345 Victory Lane. If you're going to take a route, you need to know the different exits and streets along the way. You need to know maybe where there's a traffic accident. You need to know where there's road construction, where there are detours, right? It all relates to real life. So you have to be organized in the steps you take to get you where you're going, or you're going to end up in a totally different area. You don't want to end up on a cliff when you need to be climbing the mountain. See, choose, O, organize. Number three, I, illuminate what's missing. I love that word because notice, illuminate what's missing. It's going against what you don't have, right? Illuminate is to brighten. What's missing, you don't have it, so you're going to brighten what you don't have. Whoa, you can always work with what you have. However, if you want the victory, you're head to victory lane, you have to learn too. So what's missing? What is it that you really need to go after? Because you always have your strengths. Very rarely do our strengths weaken. But our weaknesses can strengthen, but they also can become weaker. So illuminate what's missing. Choose, organize, illuminate. And number four, non-negotiables hold the boundaries. What I mean by this is you must decide the fine lines you will not cross. What are your priorities for the season that you're in? The non-negotiables are what you do regardless of anything else that's happening, regardless. It may be your family. It may be your work because you're like, well, I've got to put a roof over my head. I've got to support my family. So I need the income. Okay. Those are two non-negotiables. So you have to work around those. Is there anything wrong with that? No. If you're an empty nester, it may not look the same for you. Your children are all moved out. They're doing their own thing. So you have more time. Maybe you have the flexibility. You don't have to have a job. So your main thing is your spouse and maybe keeping up with the house. Those are your non-negotiables. And maybe you have trips planned, okay? And then you put those in the calendar. But besides that, you're pretty flexible. You're adaptable. But we have to define what those non-negotiables are because they hold the boundaries. Not your excuses. Your excuses don't hold the boundaries. Right? They should not be your priority. We make them that way though. Come on, let's just call it like it is. People sit here and they go along their merry way thinking, oh, to have success, to be the greatest leader, to transform people's lives. First, you got to start with yourself. First, you got to get out of the way. First, you got to own where you're at because you can't go where you don't know. When you operate from the position of planning and prepping, your vision can expand and grow, making room for the victory. Remember, one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Victory is found in focus. So what will you focus on today? Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.